your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with the Cortland Economics Report, it really, really is very straightforward politics on this particular hour, though, this particular half hour, I guess I should say. No, it's not half an hour, it's an hour. Big Al, what's wrong with you? I want to read you something that I saw on a very, very established website. It's called Citizens Free Press. Here's a quote. California school system to feature mandatory second grade field trips to gay bars. Satire about California became reality in Florida this week. Todd Starnes reports teachers at Wilson Manor Elementary School in Fort Lauderdale took their students to a gay bar and grill. Photographs show the boys and girls inside Rosie's Bar and Grill, decked out in rainbow colors. The bar advertises itself as a place for LGBT diners and their allies. Now, I'm not throwing stones at people in that particular universe. I just think something like that is very inappropriate for kids in early elementary school. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, as I mentioned previously, if you look at the menu offerings in there, they are disgusting, and they all allude to male sexual activity, homosexual activity. So,
I don't even want to repeat them on the show. I'm looking at them. You know,
yeah, I wouldn't talk about them. I wouldn't do it actually around my children. I wouldn't do it around anybody because I just think it's inappropriate to talk that way. But for the instructors, the teachers to think that there's some value in doing that seems to me to be indoctrination. And when children are young, they're looking for leadership. They're looking for adults to pattern their lives after. And that's why it's so important to have a mother and a father, you know, and a family for them to be successful, to do well, to have good examples of life. And what we're seeing from the left, from the progressives, is completely undermining the family, undermining those role models, and taking away any masculinity or taking away actually femininity, and I think it's an intent to neutralize the values of our nation in order to achieve political ends. And those political ends are basically Marxist socialist ideology, that we're all equal, that we can control it. But it's really people that are manipulating those ideologies for their own power. And that's what the problem we're facing right now is. Very powerful, influential people are manipulating populations, saying that this stuff is good, and people are following that mindlessly and destroying our children's future.
I don't mind discussing the subject. I discuss it all the time with friends. I don't mind that at all. I just don't want to see that subject discussed in a venue where the participants are, let's say, under the age of 12 years old. I don't want to see that going on. That's wrong.
Well, that's my point. My point is that by doing that, you're indoctrinating the children.
Yep.
You're trying to get them to approve and appreciate and potentially abuse those same children, or turn them into your ideology. And that's very, very divisive and very dangerous for the kids. I agree with you. I don't want to see it.
Jimmy, let's talk about some of the information that you have gathered up that we can send to people if they are interested in hearing this from somebody other than ourselves. Because I know we're going to have a ton of people who will, and I will take the responsibility personally. You're doing so much work on research, Jim. I'll take the responsibility of getting all of this information out, and I want to tell you so you know when to expect it. You guys out there and gals, I will take a break every single hour starting on Monday and put this information out. Every hour I'll take a break. Anything new, any new requests, and they'll come out. I can't do it over the weekend. I'm going to Seattle to take my kids trick-or-treating, my two twin grandsons. But
Let me go through this real quick. So the issues that I've got information for are basically the GDP, what the problem with the McAuliffe campaign trying to cover up different things and then actually fabricating accusations, you know, really bad politics. The investigation in Wisconsin by the Racine County Sheriff that shows illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin that may affect the outcome of the election. I've got a bunch of articles, a couple of articles on that. The $1 million to illegal aliens separated at the border. And of course, you know, Tucker gives a very good summary of what crazy events going on. Tucker Carlson, vaccine failures. The FDA approving the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds with a three-month trial. And the review panel said, we don't even know if this is enough to make it work, but we'll try it on them. So they're experimenting with children. We've crossed the threshold of any sanity in governance right now. And this administration and the people that are running it are absolutely out of control. 2% GDP growth, absolutely devastating to the American economy as we're trying to come out of the pandemic when it was expected to be in the 5 to 7% range. This investigation, there's so much going on right now that is really detrimental to our nation. People have to pay attention to it. I'm going to give you a little bit of hope, though. The Wisconsin investigation by the Racine County Sheriff may force the state legislature to rethink the certification of their election. Of course, we know what's been going on in Arizona. They have a lot of information of fraudulent voting there. And of course, Pennsylvania and Georgia also have investigations that are ongoing. Based on what the Biden administration is doing, you just really can't believe that 81 million people voted for him. If we find out that there was a lot of corruption going on in here, it really changes the perspective of what's happening. Also, Durham investigation, real clear investigations. It's a subset of Real Clear Politics. They are going into detail on what the Clinton campaign did in order to fund opposition research and set the FBI, the CIA on the Trump administration like dogs, you know, like investigators will actually investigate the Trump administration. And it was all a political setup. And there's a lot more information coming out on that with Sussman being indicted. He was a Perkins Coie and a Clinton, very close Clinton confidant, a Perkins Coie lawyer, as well as Mark Elias, the guy that was involved with the McCauley campaign right now in Virginia that he was hired on at the last minute. There's a lot of crazy things that are happening right now. Of course, the Biden administration saying that the Afghan, that there were 100 to 200 Americans left in Afghanistan, then coming out say there were 300. And then this week saying there's actually over 430 Americans left there by their own estimates. And that does not comprehensively call that out. You know, it's just, all the failures, all the things that are happening right now are really threatening the stability of this nation.
Well, I want you to remember Al Sharpton, your good friend, is now telling President Biden he really, really needs to give Kamala Harris more power, probably because of the great job that she did when Biden put her in charge of the southern border. Jimmy, you know this as well as I do. Let me tell the listeners, we're going to be right back to finish up the show with another half hour. Thanks, Jim.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.